Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of local happenings, events, and just general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey coming to you live at WVFB from the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored and hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County and by the Chamber of Commerce. You can hear these live broadcasts every Thursday from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on WVFB 101.5 FM. This show will be replayed this evening on 101.5 at 6 o'clock p.m. And don't forget, you can also catch the show online at www.delhollowhorizon.org. And that's on demand. Anytime you want to listen to us, just get on that website. Visit the Horizon webpage and click on the most recent show or any archived show that you might want to hear again. We have an interesting show for you this morning, I hope, and for the next hour or so with some good guests who are going to be sharing some local news and more and providing some information of interest to all of us. Before we get started with our guests, I just want to say, while I have no way that's accurate to know who listens to the Clay County Corner, or for that matter, how many people are listening in, I would definitely appreciate some feedback. I'd like to say hello, too, and thank you to Dale Franklin for tuning in to us while he runs his mail route. He has given me some feedback. I suppose I'm kind of playing at being a radio host, and the most difficult part is figuring out a program, getting guests, having interesting subjects that appeal to you, and not being repetitive. I've got a few ideas about some shows for the next few weeks, but I'd really like to have some suggestions of some topics and possible guests. So please give me a call on my cell at 931-260-8320 if you can help me out here. You can also call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, of course, and leave the information with them or get in touch with me through them about the radio show. Some of my ideas are to get somebody in to talk about hospice care, developing a farmer's market, grass seeding and lawn preparation, making a compost area, and raising chickens for eggs and meat, information about local processing plants, information about spring exercise programs or healthy menu sharing, and spring cleaning, something us women always try to put off but we have to do, and investing how-tos, and then maybe community gardening. These are just a few things that interest me, and I know there are many, many other topics, so this is my plea to you. Help me out and tell me what you'd like to hear, and maybe offer any names or contacts who might have some interesting information. On the line is Daphne Roach from the Cumberland River Hospital and Dr. Doug Young with 3-Star. And Marilyn Bartlett, if you're listening, I'd love for you to come on next week and give us some information about the Rosenwald Schools and the progress that's being made to maintain our Rosenwald School. With that being said, we're going to pause for a short break, and then we'll return with Ms. Daphne Roach, who is the Director of Marketing at Cumberland River Hospital.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
And we're back at WVFB 101.5 FM, the Clay County Corner. For my first guest this morning, I have Ms. Daphne Roach. Daphne, I'm so glad to have you on the Clay County Corner this morning. Can you tell us about some of the changes that have come about since Cumberland River Hospital is now a part of the Cookeville Regional Medical Center health system?
I sure can. Hi, Susan. Thanks for having me today. Yes, we have had some changes since Cumberland River was acquired by Cookeville Regional. A few of the changes that we're proud to have: our specialists come into the hospital now from Cookeville. We have a cardiologist, Dr. Stacy Brewington. We have an ENT specialist, Dr. Grant Roman, and a general and vascular surgeon, Dr. Jeff Moore. We're proud to have these physicians come in every month so people from our community can have access to specialist care closer to home.
That's wonderful, Daphne, because a lot of people just can't always make that drive over to Cookeville. So this makes it so much more convenient to those people. Can you tell us about any other changes that the hospital has incurred in the last year?
We've made several changes. We're proud to let the community know that we have now gone to electronic medical records.
Interesting.
And, of course, some of the benefits of that are improved quality and convenience of care, increased participation in the care by the patients,
mm-hmm.
and improved accuracy of diagnosis and health outcomes. So we're very proud to have gone to electronic medical records.
Yeah, we're jumping into that 21st century, aren't
Absolutely,
we?
Absolutely, we need to.
Have there been any other changes?
Yes, actually, we've made several renovations to the facility in the
Great.
Past year or two. We have some rooms that have been renovated, and we'll continue to do that. We now have new security doors in the ER department, and new air conditioning units have been installed, and we've made some changes at the front entrance with a new updated look.
Wonderful. You know what? I'm going to have to drive up there and look at that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And security doors in the ER, that's so important.
It
because
is. Yeah.
Every day you hear something else that's school-related or hospital-related or something, so
they
safety
very
is
much needed, yeah.
first and foremost. What about physician recruitment? Will the hospital be working on this in the future?
Yes, Susan. We are working on this, and we continue to do so.
Mm-hmm.
We have actually made an offer to a primary care physician, and we're just now waiting to hear back from them.
Wonderful. Well, hopefully he'll like what he hears, and he'll select us, he or she.
Hopefully, yes.
Tell us about some of the hospital services that are available that some people still might not know about.
Well, some people may not realize that we actually have a home health department
mm-hmm.
at the hospital, even though Cumberland River Home Care has been providing care in Tinn County since 1984. Our home health provides intermittent home health as well as private duty and waiver. We provide care for children
mm-hmm.
and adults of all ages.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that had questions about the home health or how the process works about a referral, please call 243-3680.
Okay.
We have a skilled nursing unit at the hospital, which consists of 8 beds, that offers post-hospital services for the recovery and rehab services or rehab process for the patients. Another thing, of course, we have Dr. Jeff Moore coming over from Cookeville, one of the specialists, so we're offering outpatient surgery at the
mm-hmm.
hospital, and he'll also do endoscopies and colonoscopies.
Wonderful.
And we have a physical therapy department at the hospital as well. So some people don't know that, so yes.
Absolutely. Those are all services that we need to know.
We need.
And services that we definitely need.
Absolutely.
Too. Being able to have some outpatient procedures here at home makes a lot of difference.
It sure does.
Too.
It
and
sure
having
does.
Skilled care and skilled physicians to do that. That's wonderful. Well, Daphne, if we can take a few minutes here for a station break, and then we will resume with some more information about our Cumberland River Hospital.
Okay.
Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. Stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for Gator Made trailers. Gator Made is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. Gator Made trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pinto hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for Gator Made trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
5 years ago, I noticed a lump in my throat while I was brushing my teeth. Within weeks, I was undergoing major surgery. That lump was throat cancer.
I'm Dr. Bill Schaffner of the Network for Infectious Diseases. Oral and throat cancers are on the rise, and HPV infection is the reason. HPV is the same virus that causes cervical cancer. That's why vaccination is recommended for both boys and girls and young men and women into their early to mid-20s. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route.
Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
And this is Susan Bailey back now on WVFB 101.5 FM at the historical Clay County Courthouse, live with my first guest, Daphne Roach, the Director of Marketing at Cumberland River Hospital. So, Daphne, can you tell us some about the senior care unit?
Absolutely, Susan. That's another thing a lot of people don't know, that we actually have geriatric psychiatric inpatient unit at the hospital, which is called Senior Care Unit. It consists of 8 beds, and it's for older adults who are having difficulty coping with mental or behavioral issues or changes. Some of the things we treat on senior care are depression, anxiety, dementia, confusion, and just many other mental or behavioral health problems that older adults face.
You know, that's a wonderful service that not many hospitals do offer. And, you know, a lot of times it's just simply a little bit of tweaking of medications or something like that.
Absolutely.
Or helping them to get into a routine that's comfortable and familiar to them.
Yes.
So that's a fantastic service that we have, and we take people from everywhere, I think.
Absolutely.
Not just in the Clay County.
We do, and we have several referrals that come in from Kentucky and, of course, Tennessee. And, you know, the unit's been there for several years, but that's another service that we offer that we'd like to, you know, get the word out more about. So.
Wonderful. And we've got a very large listening area. So for those of you out there that are not just from Clay County, if you have a need for some geriatric psychiatric care for your seniors in your family, by all means, call Cumberland River Hospital for that.
Absolutely.
Daphne, if a person or one of his or her family members was suffering from these type of problems, how exactly would they contact senior care, and what is the first process?
Well, first, I'd like for everyone to know that anyone can make a referral. You can even refer yourself.
Okay.
The number they can call is 243-5265. And we have clinical therapists available to do a free assessment if necessary. So it's a real easy process.
Okay. And so you mentioned that even you could refer yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
And I immediately thought of someone who's lost a spouse. you know, lost a loved one, and they're alone now and start suffering, especially from depression or grief, those would be perfect people, perfect candidates to
call.
Absolutely,
yes.
So, Daphne, can you tell us about another spin about the providers who work in the emergency room? The hospital has some specialty physicians that are working in the ER, is that right?
Yes, Susan, we do. And, you know, we want people in the community to know some of the specialists that we have working in the ER. We have six physicians working there in the ER right now, one being an oncologist, one who specializes in general surgery, one who is board certified in emergency medicine.
Great.
We have one that is a gynecologist and obstetrician, one who specializes in emergency medicine, and one who specializes in family practice.
Wow.
And we also have three nurse practitioners and one physician assistant working in the ER. So we have several, a diversity
Definitely.
Of physicians.
Yeah, I just started to say, man, it's a very diversified group
it
there.
Sure is.
That's
I'm very proud of that.
Well, can you tell us about the physician clinics that the hospital has?
Yes. The hospital, it has two clinics. One is Cumberland River Physician Associates, that's where Dr. J. Lee Copeland and nurse practitioner Melissa Ross is. That's located on 100 Doctors Drive. And then one is Cumberland River Medical Clinic with Dr. Harry Horn and a new nurse practitioner that we're very proud to have on board, Mandy Hayes, who joined the clinic at the beginning of the year. And this clinic is located at the hospital there. So we're very proud to have those.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Daphne, I'm happy to hear that Mandy Hayes has joined us.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, it's always a blessing to get have somebody continue their education and then come back to their hometown to work. Mandy's very well liked and respected here.
She sure is, and we're very proud to have her.
Yes, and her husband was a big part of the Cumberland
absolutely.
River Hospital for a long, long time.
Long time, yes, he was.
Well, is there any other news that you would like to share with us?
One of the things is we actually have students from the Lincoln Memorial University that's doing their clinical rotation at the hospital, so we feel like that's something to be, you know, very proud of as well. So
absolutely. You know, it's a respectable facility that can have physicians in training that come to practice. I think that lends some credibility, more credibility to our institution.
Absolutely.
You know, Daphne, I want to thank you so much for this information and for your time to come and spend some of it with us this morning. I know that you're busy to do all the marketing that you have to do, and I would like to, well, I'd love to have you back at some point, especially prior to the annual health fair.
Oh, absolutely.
Or any other community event or service that the hospital might be participating in.
I would love to come back, Susan.
Give me a call.
Thank you so much for having me today, and I would love to come back and talk about the health fair and some other things. So, yes,
wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Daphne, and you have a wonderful day. And with that, we're going to take a few minutes for another station break and hear from our sponsors, and we'll return shortly with Dr. Doug Young with the 3-Star Volunteer Program.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
It's not always easy being a dad.
When's the fairy princess coming?
Any minute now.
What? What do you mean she's not coming?
But it's always worth it.
It's
the fairy
princess! It's a vine! Groove! Zinkle bell!
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life.
I know it's really you, Drew. I'm just pretending for the other kids.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The more that you read, the more things you will know. The more that you learn, the more places you'll go. Hi, I'm Sharon Oxendine, president of the Kentucky Education Association. Dr. Seuss was right. Reading is the key to learning, and the best part is, it doesn't matter if you read the classics or the comics. Whatever sparks a student's interest, football, dance, train, there's a book about it just waiting to be read. So go read and help a child succeed.
A message from the Kentucky Education Association.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner segment of today's broadcast. You're listening again to WVFB on 101.5 FM. And sitting across with me now is Dr. Doug Young, who's our go-to person for volunteer services through the Three Star Initiative. Dr. Young, can you let's talk a little bit about a reminder maybe about what Three Star is and how it benefits our county? I keep remembering the benefit when I first started that the city received when we applied for grant money a few years back for utilities.
Well, over 30 years ago, I think it was Governor Alexander at the time, decided that we needed some kind of a volunteer organization in every county, and he allowed his Department of Economic and Community Development to put a program like that together, and it's been going for all those many years. However, in Clay County, we just got into it about 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, and we've been able to get a whole bunch of stuff done through through volunteer work. We have a lot of people in Clay County who are willing to step up and volunteer and make things happen. If we're going to make Clay County a really good place to live, it's going to be through everybody's work. The old adage, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to have a really good community. Everybody's got to do a little. And if everybody does a little, then we'll have a whole lot of stuff going on. And you know, some of the things I'm talking about today are three-star projects. And we'll start with the very first thing that I'm going to talk about today is the Upper Cumberland Travel Expo and the Upper Cumberland Home Show. That's over at the Hyder Burks Arena on Tennessee Tech's campus out at the farm. And they've been in this thing for several years now. And last year was our first year to have a Clay County booth at the Travel Expo. And we handed out brochures all weekend, had a lot of three-star people to go over and man the booth and help set the thing up. I think, matter of fact, you pulled some stuff right off the printing press that was still wet.
Yeah, I did. Picked it up on the way to set it up.
And we got that thing set up. That was a huge success. So this year we're going to move down to the main floor.
Very good.
Last year we were just kind of crammed in a small space.
Tucked. We were tucked in.
And people going through there last year, you had to go in single file because there's barely room to get through. And this year we're going to have more room. And the purpose of having a Clay County booth there is to advertise what we're doing in Clay County and encourage people from not just faraway places or the states or whatever to come here, but for people right here in the Upper Cumberland need to come and visit Clay County and participate in some of the activities we have going on here, and I think we can. And we're always chasing retirees.
Absolutely.
We'll hand out a lot of retiree brochures that we have at that place. And just a moment to talk about, we have an active three-star retirement committee.
We sure do.
And we'd like to invite any of the retirees out there to meet with that group. I think they meet at 9 o'clock the third Wednesday at the Chamber of Commerce. And they're constantly trying to get folks to move to Clay County. And the big advantage to that is if you've got a piece of property out here that does not have a house on it, and may even be in the green belt, and may be bringing in $50 a year in property tax, and somebody moves in and builds a $100,000, $200,000 house on that property, then all of a sudden we're collecting taxes.
Right.
And
that's a nice little hit to the county.
Yes. I know one area in about 3 miles three people with the same last name, I think they may be brothers or whatever, mm-hmm. have moved here, and they built really nice houses on Greenbelt property,
mm-hmm.
and that's just icing on the cake. That's the reason we're trying to recruit them. Now, the research shows us, too, that with those retirees, that they're more likely to shop at home than the younger folks, than we younger folks.
Right, right.
that's important. If we can get them to shopping at home, then they're paying sales tax here, so that's
definitely
a double whammy. We get property tax and sales tax, and so
absolutely.
And in the travel expo, we'll hand out other brochures, and I'll talk about some of them a little later. But we'll come into contact with several thousand people in those 3 days, and that booth will be manned by all volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
I keep being asked, what are you being paid? What's so and so being? We're not being paid anything.
No, it's
just that we want to see Clay County be a good place to live, work, play. Well, we'd like to get as many people to stay as we can.
Absolutely.
You know, every class that graduates from high school here has a really tough time staying.
Definitely.
Because they can't find jobs. And they have a tendency, many of them, to move away. And
mm-hmm.
and hopefully we'll be able to get more jobs in here. In a recent publication that's published monthly about business and industry in the Upper Cumberland, they had a very graphic map in the February edition that was really interesting. It was a map of Tennessee, and it was divided down into the different regions. And they had a big black dot for every new factory that had opened of substantial size in each of those areas.
Mm-hmm.
The Upper Cumberland was the only area that had no dots.
Oh, my goodness.
Not a single big plant.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying, those of us who are working in economic and community development are trying to get some things moving on that. Ray Norris is currently the chairman of a new organization. It's the Upper Cumberland Chamber Executives Association. It was sponsored by Tennessee Tech, still is sponsored by Tennessee Tech. And so all the Chamber of Commerce directors meet together. And they're beginning to think regionally.
Absolutely.
Instead of just about their...
Your own county.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could get some kind of a mega industry, and I think that that's possible. Putnam County just announced last week that they've got a factory open that's going to work 400 people.
Wow.
But I'd like to see a factory open that work 1,000 people.
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes these large factories will spawn some smaller plants that open up in the outlying counties, and that's why it's so important for us to work collectively, not just say, well, we want it here in Clay County. Well, we do want it here in Clay County, but we have to work with, and it's not just the other surrounding counties in our area in Tennessee, but we've got to work with Monroe County, Kentucky, and with Cumberland County, Kentucky, and some of those areas, too, to try to interest people to come to these areas.
Well, my parents at one time, back in the 50s, worked in Livingston. My dad was a barber, and my mother worked at the BBD plant over there, and they grow every day. Well, that was a drive back in those
mm-hmm.
days. That road was crooked.
Terrible.
And today, it's just a zippity-doo-dah, and you can be in Livingston. And I'm afraid what's happening to us in the Upper Cumberland, Putnam County is getting the supply factories for the automobile industry. Well, we need for them to get, we need a car manufactured in Putnam County.
Boy, yeah,
and
wouldn't
then,
that be
then
wonderful?
We need to be
mm-hmm.
The supplier out
right.
here to put our people to work.
Right.
I keep hearing that we don't have a well-trained workforce. Our high school graduates are not going to be able to sit here and twiddle their thumb and wait until a industry comes.
Mm-hmm.
The industry is going to have to come first, and we'll stack it.
Yeah, it doesn't take that long to train some really bright individuals that we're putting out here at the high school.
Right, right.
They're just waiting and eager.
I was in a meeting just yesterday with the director of the, you know, they changed the name of the area vocational schools. They're now the Tennessee Colleges of Applied Technology, TCATS. I met with the director of the Crossville Center, the Knoxville Center, and the Oneida Center, and the Livingston Center yesterday, and it was interesting to hear those folks talk about the program offer and, and the low cost. It doesn't cost an arm and a leg to go to one of those places.
That's true.
But the most important thing I heard from them yesterday was that they're placing every single graduate.
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful.
The four-year schools can't say that.
No, they sure can.
What's where the jobs are right now is for people that know how to do something.
Mm-hmm. Technical, blue-collar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and good-paying jobs. Many of those jobs are paying better than the four-year college degree jobs.
Yeah, that's true. And that's unfortunate. Too, though, we've, you know, we've got to develop all those resources and have jobs for all of them. And, you know, we've got so many people in the area with wonderful ideas. We've got entrepreneurs that are just ready for that extra incentive to get out there and start something. There are so many businesses that could open up right here, right now in Salina that would also be incentive for the retirement community. To live, work, and play here.
You and I heard a song ago about in Georgia they're exporting a wood product to China, and that wood product they're exporting to China is chopsticks.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of piqued my interest, and then I learned that in China they have very little wood. As a matter of fact, that's the reason they cook on a wok, the concave cooking instrument that they use.
Mm-hmm.
They can constantly use very little fuel to cook a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some entrepreneurs saw that
and
is really taking advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who graduated from Tennessee Tech with a degree in engineering, and he makes drumsticks out of hickory wood. And you ain't drumming if you ain't drumming with
a hickory
raspberry
wood.
drumstick. And then, of course, Doug Smith graduated from Tennessee Tech and came back and developed Honest Dave and Barky Beaver and all those corporations.
Uh-huh.
We just need more entrepreneurs who can look at the raw materials that we have in these mountains and be able to take that information and really do something with it.
Right. And sometimes, you know, you start something and you may not be successful right away, or you may completely fail. You may lose your boots on it, but that doesn't mean it's not going to work.
Well,
and you don't give up.
Doug was making broomsticks to start with, broomsticks, or something.
Broom handles, I think.
Yeah, and that developed into a real...
An empire.
An empire, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
back to the Travel Expo. Let's give folks the time on Friday. It starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and goes to 8 o'clock that night. On Saturday, it's from 9 to 8, and on Sunday, it's from 12 to 4. Now, that's a biggie. If you're thinking about remodeling your home or just touching up your home or building a new home, then at the home show, you will see all the latest materials, and you will know who to go to in the Upper Cumberland to find a chimney or a new fireplace or a new kind of brick or...
A storm shelter?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just got all kinds of material like that. And then the Travel Expo is growing there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot going on around us.
Absolutely.
We've not got
a short drive
cornered on events.
Right.
There's something going on all summer, and you can pick up material there and find out when it's happening and just exactly what's happening. Plays, festivals, fishing tournaments, all these kinds of things going on all around us. And there's the opportunity to find out when and how.
Well, I just realized my niece is actually going to Ball State, and she's got to attend a play in the next, I think it's next Friday, and I'm going with her. I cannot remember the name of it, but it's something about a duck shooting an angel.
Yeah.
And you know, that's a local thing. That there are so many things that are just a 40-45 minute drive from us that are fun to attend, fun to see, and you know, we're right back home, and you can find things to do. Of course, we have a lot of festivals. festivals and a lot of things, activities that people don't remember or realize, but we have a lot of things that go on in the summer.
And you know,
in Solana.
Thomas Watson has mentioned that they intended to do a play this spring.
Yes.
I think The Trial of Peter Rabbit or something like
that.
Yeah. That sounds like it'd be a lot of fun for people to participate in.
Mm-hmm.
You and I had the opportunity to play and a lot of fun practicing and getting ready for that thing.
Absolutely. It was a lot of fun. Well, I need to take a quick break for our sponsors and just hang on to all those thoughts and ideas so we can get right back at them as soon as we get back from this quick break for our sponsors.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term. Do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
When it comes to protecting your baby, you can never do enough. You bundle them up and strap them in. That's why most parents choose immunization. Nothing protects babies better from 14 serious childhood diseases. So keep up with the and get the recommended immunizations for your baby by age 2. For more reasons to vaccinate, go to cdc.gov/vaccines or call 800-CDC-INFO. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Practical Polly Radio. I've switched to cooking with healthier oils. So now what do I do with all these tubs of lard? Skinny jeans feeling too tight? A bit of lard on your hips and thighs and those pants slide on like a dream. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils, like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner, 101.5 FM, WZFB. We're here at the historical Clay County Courthouse. I'm sitting here with Doug Young. We've been running over some things that are about to happen that are in our area and affect us and everybody around us. One other thing that we do want to hit before we're bad to start talking and we don't want to run out of time. So one thing we do want to remind everybody about is RAM, and that's the Remote Area Medical Expedition that's coming up here in Clay County at the Clay County High School on March 15th and 16th. Now, that's on a Saturday and Sunday. Yes, not through the week. It's on a Saturday and Sunday. People that are wanting to participate, receive the care, can receive their numbers. They're going to give out numbers at 3 a.m. each morning on the 15th and the 16th, and it's on a first-come, first-served basis. No identification is required. This service is available not just to Clay County, but to all of our surrounding counties, to the surrounding states. It is open to anyone. You can receive dental cleaning, fillings, and extractions. You can receive eye examinations and eyeglasses that are actually made on site, and then just general medical care. Again, those services are free, and they are available to everyone, to anyone, regardless of their ability to pay or where they are from. It is targeting the underserved, the underinsured, and the unemployed. So it's, you know, there's just not any restrictions or any limitations. And can you tell us a little about the service providers?
Well, we've got a whole bunch of folks coming in. These are physicians and dentists and opticians and optometrists and all different kinds of people like that who are volunteering a weekend of their life to come to Clay County and address this problem. Mm-hmm. Now, I imagine the local folks are participating as well.
Absolutely.
Because what these folks will do, they'll find some things wrong and have to refer mm-hmm. them on to our local doctors.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good thing there. The radio station's getting several calls about this, and one of the questions is, what's the catch? And
not
the catch
one.
The catch is there is no catch, and
yeah.
it's free, and to use John's statement, you can drive in a Rolls Royce or walk in. You're still.
That's true. That's true.
This has been done in several other communities, and we were just fortunate in Clay County to be able to land it here. I know.
Yes.
Andrea at the hospital and Richard at the school system and a whole bunch of people have been working really hard to get this thing and to make it a huge success.
Mm-hmm.
And the folks who are coming now really want people to show up, and they'd like to have several thousand people that
right.
they
and
address.
That's not, you know, impossible to have, and there are enough providers.
And I said opticians, they're going to actually make you some glasses,
absolutely.
As I understand it, and you walk away with them.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
That's fantastic.
You know, this is not, it's what you actually read about that happens in these third world countries where there are no medical services,
yes.
pretty much no medical services. And you will see a lot of familiar faces because we've got local nurses, physical therapists, just a lot of different healthcare providers here in Clay County and some of our surrounding counties. You'll see some familiar faces there. And not just licensed volunteers that are health professionals, but you're going to have teams of just your local everyday people that you see that we've got to have people that come in and register you and do that sort of thing too and keep everybody moving. And also all of our churches have come together very strongly, and they're going to be providing food for 250 people each meal. That's a big, big request, you know, that's being met and fulfilled by our local churches, too. And they deserve a big pat on the back, too. I think each church is taking a time, breakfast, lunch, dinner, or something, and they're working hard at pulling all that together. If you still, I think the volunteer services requests have closed for the healthcare professionals, but I'm going to say it's still probably wide open. Those churches that need food and need preparers and deliverers for the food, I'm sure that they can absolutely still take some help. And if you want to contact somebody specifically to maybe find out more about that, get in touch with Laura McLaren, and her number is 931-243-2564. And I'm guessing that's not maybe even just our local Clay County churches. If some of the churches maybe from Monroe County or somewhere else, you might want to give Laura a call and see if we still need some help with that. So let's go on now. I wanted to make sure and get that in. And we'll talk some more about some other three-star things.
Let's talk for just a minute about some needed volunteers that we have. I attended the Boy Scouts of America luncheon in Cookeville this week, and that's a fundraiser. And we had several people there from Clay County. And that one thing that I saw there, I think we have a Cub Scout den in Clay County now, but we don't have a Boy Scout troop, or we don't have an Explorer post, and we used to have, as a matter of fact, I think you may have been in my Explorer post back when I did that.
Yeah, and we have a dormant Troop 191 was their Boy Scout troop.
Both of my brothers
were Eagles, and they even got the Order of the Arrow.
Yes.
So they were very, very involved, and they went on the Appalachian Trail several times. Kyle Cherry was the big guru for the Boy Scouts at that time, and he trained a lot in picking the right berries when you're starving and you run out of food on the Appalachian Trail.
Well, some of those guys ought to be about retirement age now.
Right.
And they ought to have their kids raised, and now it's time for them to come back and volunteer and be scoutmasters.
Mm-hmm.
If we have anybody out there interested in being a scoutmaster or an Explorer Post advisor, if you'd give us a call down at the Chamber of Commerce, we'll get you connected up with Jeremy Belk. He's the scout exec for this area. And see if we can't get that going again in this community. I think we do have some Girl Scouts going now, and that's a good thing. We just need to get some volunteers and get those Boy Scouts going again.
And from those groups, too, they become very service-oriented.
Yes.
And for our communities to survive, we've
got
to have service-oriented people.
You will know the community.
Absolutely.
And we also need a volunteer or a couple of volunteers that'd like to take on this project. We have the money, grant money, that we've been able to obtain to be able to put a plaque of some kind on every downtown building that would give the history of that building and even some pictures of that building down through the years. But what we're needing is somebody to write that history up and to head that up and to make that happen. So if we've got anybody out there listening that would like to volunteer some time, this wouldn't take a tremendous amount of time, but it'd be fun. I'd like to have the time to do it right now, but
yeah. There's
a whole lot of things on my plate. I'm an old history teacher, and I enjoy history, but I've just not got time to get that done. And if I'll be willing to help somebody if we just get somebody to volunteer and step up and get that moving.
You know, we've got there's actually a Facebook page. It's what is it called? Do you remember when, or in Clay County?
Yeah.
And there are a lot of contributors on that Facebook page
that
seem like they could be very, very good for this project. Hey, Jim Hayes out there, I'm hollering at you and David Threet.
Now, a couple of other things that are happening right now. Tomorrow we'll have the Second Harvest food distribution.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try to do this thing quarterly. And if you'd like to volunteer in that program, you could be out at the fairgrounds at about 9 o'clock. Don't need to get there much earlier than that because we have to get the food placed and all of that. If you'd like to be serviced by that program, they start lining up very early. There'll be 250 tickets made, and we usually have enough food to feed about 250. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you just kind of have to take what's left. And, again, that's run 100% by volunteers. There's nobody paid to do any of that kind of stuff.
And, you know, there is actually a lot of work that's involved with it. There's a lot of physical work, and we're so, so fortunate to have the Clay County High School students, some of those groups, some of those organizations, the civic organizations, actually, that come out and help us with that. And I honestly, I don't know what we'd do without them because they're stronger than some of us are, and they really help us to break down those boxes. Those come in on pallets off the back end of a semi-truck. And we need, you know, you always need some help getting that stuff unloaded and set out.
And I think tomorrow, after the food is distributed and all that, we're going to try to have a 1-of-83 meeting. Let me tell you what a 1-of-83 meeting
is.
This is an organization we've tried to get organized, and some of us have been contributing to that already, but we need to get a formal organization put together. The 1-of-83, if 83 organizations or individuals would donate $10 a month, that's $120 a year, into this fund, then we'd be able to bring Second Harvest more often. What we'd like to see is for Second Harvest to come every other month, and then the Upper Cumberland commodity food distribution be every other month, meaning that we could be bringing food into Clay County every month.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're interested in participating in a program like that, whether it's your church or business, you as an individual, whatever, give us a call at the chamber, and we'll give you some details about that and be able to move forward on that one.
And some people can't give their time, but they can afford to give $120 a year or
right.
$10 a month.
Right.
And either one is just pretty much equally important.
If every church in the county gave $10 a month,
yeah.
It seemed like we have over 50 churches in Clayton.
Yeah, we do.
That'd go a long way. Let's move on to some other things that are happening with the Clay County Library and the Friends of the Library. The Friends of the Library is kind of in a state of reorganization
mm-hmm.
right now. Had a meeting last week and well attended, picked up, I think, about 11 new members. That's a really good organization. A lot of good work for the library. And if you'd like to help the library, you need to join that outfit.
Absolutely. And you know, they meet tomorrow. They actually have a regularly scheduled meeting, and it's always, I believe, the last Friday of each month. So the meeting is tomorrow, Friday, February the 28th, and they're going to meet at the United Methodist Church Activity Center at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I think one of the things they're going to be working on tomorrow, of course, they're going to be inviting their new members that are interested in joining, and then they're going to start planning for the chili. They're having another chili dinner here pretty soon, and that's a fundraiser, and that helps with the library, too.
At the library, we're chasing some grants. Mayor Reagan has been helping with that. And the one grant we're chasing is one to replace the air conditioning system out there. It's 40 years old, and it's going to tear up eventually. And right now we can get a 50-50 grant, and we don't know that we're going to get the grant, but we're chasing that.
Uh-huh.
And Dale and the upcoming development district has been instrumental in making that thing happen. And I can't say enough good things about Tri-County Electric Membership Cooperative. We had to have an energy grant in order to, or an energy audit in order to apply for that grant. And Tammy Dixon and the engineer at Tri-County just jumped in there and got us one done. And they didn't have the money to do this that like you're supposed to have. They just did it on their own, and we really appreciate them helping us
Absolutely.
Out with that. We're also chasing a grant to pay for an eventual doubling the size of the library. We're running out of the seams over
yes,
there.
Yes, we are.
And the Department of State has a 50-50 grant, and we'll talk more about that at a later time. Now, this is not something that's going to happen right now,
mm-hmm.
but over a period of a couple of years, if we can zero in on that, we need to access that money and start thinking about doubling the size
yeah.
of the library.
Definitely. Or having a new one, it would be wonderful. I've seen so many new, open, airy, nice, comfortable libraries going up in the counties around us, and I think we just missed the boat on that one. But every time I go out to the library, there are always people out there, and it's crowded. You know, we do need a lot more space.
Well, it's troubling to me with all these grants. They're 50-50. And we're in a very poor county,
right.
And we can't come up with the 50.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
in a more prosperous county that has more capacity to, mm-hmm. to do things like that, they end up getting all the money.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
And there is a bill going through the state legislature right now to address that problem, to give an opportunity for the distressed counties to at least lessen
uh-huh.
the match.
Wonderful.
And make things like that more available to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be great.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah. We're also chasing a grant to work on the old courthouse. This is to rewire the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are sitting in a room, man.
Yeah.
We look around. We've got telephone wires and electric wires and all that running
everywhere.
And the original courthouse didn't have that.
Yeah.
We'd like to get this back to kind of its original
Absolutely.
Condition. And,
got some beautiful fireplaces
yes,
here that have been
yes,
exposed, and we need to keep that trend going.
And this is one that Dale and the Upcoming Development District are helping us with, and hopefully we'll be able to come out of that one with something good. And as we approach the new three-star grant for next year, that'll be $10,000. If they will allow us to do that, we're going to write the grant proposal for the courthouse and make it a more of a visitor center
mm-hmm.
With time. We're not going to be able to get the courthouse completely up to snuff in a year's time. It's going to take maybe 4 or 5 years to get there, but we're going to be chasing it till we make it something special.
Going to use a lot of that elbow grease too, I think.
Yeah,
jumping in there with it.
We are, and there are available grants out there, but as I say, they're 50-50 grants, and so if we have anybody out in the listening audience that would has a little extra money and they'd like to donate it to a good cause,
we'll be happy to put your name up there on it.
And go after a grant, and then you get kind of like, what's that, double mint candy, or double mint chewing gum, get two for the price of one,
right,
or something.
Right.
And let's see, what else we got going on here? Oh, through our three-star program, we're in the process of developing some brochures. We've got one coming out on hunting and fishing. We're working on one for the Rosenwald School. The Hatchery Committee will be back. They're going to be working on a brochure just for the fish hatchery. And we have external funding for that, and so we'll be going after that money. And we have something that you've been involved in, Susan, and that's a consortium between some officials in Monroe County,
mm-hmm,
and those of us in Clay County who've been actively involved in economic development, to see what we can do together even if it's just the festivals. We can,
mm-hmm,
advertise it over there, and they can advertise it over here, and work, have more togetherness and more, just because it's a state line, it doesn't mean that it's a big old brick wall.
Definitely
that you can't
not
see over.
And we certainly share this river right here that runs around our county and around our town. We share a lot of things.
And the folks in Monroe County are really invited to come on,
yes,
down for the Ram Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just an example of how we can work together.
Absolutely.
And become more regional, because used to, when roads were bad and we didn't have very good cars and all that, we were kind of isolated. But now you can be in Tompkinsville in a matter of moments, and those folks can be down here in a matter,
mm-hmm,
of moments. And so we're going to try to get together a little bit more.
And we can even take the scenic route across the ferry.
Yes, yes.
And get together.
Ought to do that every once in a while,
mm-hmm,
just for the fun of it.
Absolutely.
I know it at the just some little news bulletin here at the ID board the other night, Denny Bennett, the general manager of the, they changed the name of it, I think, and that's the call center out here.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking at extending the lease, and that's great news.
Yes.
That looks like that industry is going to stay with us for
very
a long,
good,
long time.
Very good.
And we're constantly chasing other outfits to come to Clay County.
Mm-hmm.
Not an easy thing. There are 4,000 counties in this nation.
A lot of competition out there.
All of them are chasing industry,
mm-hmm,
to come to their county.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to be working as hard as we can with those endeavors and try to make some things happen.
Mm-hmm. You know, I need to mention, too, we missed this one on our announcements just a minute ago, but tonight is the Clay County Park and Fair Board. They'll be meeting at the Women's Building in the Clay County Recreation Complex. That's tonight at 6:30. So I know softball and baseball season's coming, and some horses and, yeah, all that spring stuff. So if you're anticipating getting involved in that, you might want to try to make it to that meeting tonight and make a presentation to the Clay County Park and Fair Board. They're meeting at 6:30 at the Clay County Recreation Complex. Okay, I guess it's about time. I think we're going to have to pick up later.
We didn't get through our list.
No, we didn't. Yeah, that is good.
We have that much stuff going on in Clay
County. That's exactly right. We're going to have to get together again. You might have to come back next week and help me out here, because we need to make sure everybody knows what's going on. And for now, I just want to say, this is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner on 101.5 FM, and that's WVFB. I want to wish everybody a beautiful and productive day, and I want to remind you to pray for our military and keep them in your prayers, and tune in for us this evening at 6 o'clock p.m., and I'm signing off of the Clay County Corner.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.